Today is Wednesday, the 16th of October, in the 28th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Glenstall Abbey sing Attende Domine. Hear us, O Lord, and have mercy, because we have sinned against you. As you sit here and listen to this ancient chant, which has been sung for generations, pause to remind yourself that God is present here, a God of forgiveness, gracious and loving, slow to anger, abounding in goodness. Take this moment to recognize God's presence here and to place yourself and all your cares in God's loving hands. Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians.
But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not subject to the law. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I'm warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit.
Paul draws a strong contrast between the flesh and the spirit. This is not the promotion of the dualism between the human and the spiritual. He is speaking of the disordered attachments, or tendencies that St. Ignatius speaks of in the spiritual exercises. Those default things that we cling to, perhaps a little too tightly, or rely on a little too quickly. What is your initial reaction to this contrast? The list of fruits of the Holy Spirit encourages simple human responses. Paul encourages us to be more deeply human through the freedom that the Spirit brings. What fruits have you experienced in your life, or do you most wish for? As we hear the reading once more, listen out for any attachment or tendency from which you wish to be liberated, or any gift of the Spirit that you long to receive.
But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not subject to the law. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious. Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I'm warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit.
The Holy Spirit lives within all our hearts. Take time now to speak to God, giving voice to your deepest hopes and desires.
Thank you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.